When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards, so any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome to 21st Century Football. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. And today, it's one of Premier League's greatest all-time strikers, Fernando Torres. I'm Will Brazier, and on today's show we have Statman Dave. How are you, Dave?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk Torres.
Love that. Stephen, are you ready to resurrect?
I'm already erect. Will. Said Joe then. That's the force I have it. You know what? I've mixed feelings about Torres, but we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get through the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll kick off every episode like we do. I've got the Wikipedia page up here just to refresh the memory, you know, and maybe dissect some of these stats down here. Fernando Torres, born 20th of March 1984, a Spanish former professional footballer who played as a striker. Torres started at Atletico Madrid, progressing through their youth system in the first team. Torres joined Premier League club Liverpool in 2007. Just on Atletico Madrid, while we all did our research.
Yep.
He got promoted from Division 2, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, 2002.
Yep. I remember. He was a keen championship manager signing, actually, because he was leggy and strikey, much like myself. He marked his first season at Anfield by being Liverpool's first player since Robbie Fowler, Stephen, to score more than 20 goals in a season.
Yep.
The most prolific goal scorer spell of his career. He became the fastest player in Liverpool history to reach 50 league goals.
Incredible, you know, until he got a couple of injuries, he was on fire.
Well, he was actually named in the FIFA World 11 in 2008 and 2009, but left the club in January 2011 to join Chelsea for a British record fee of £50 million, which made him the most expensive Spanish player in history. In his first full season at Chelsea, Torres won the FA Cup and the Champions League.
Oh, well done.
Lots of stuff here about his international career. Obviously, he won the Euros, the World Cup, another Euros, scoring in a European final. And he was, I've got down here, he's not a shoe winner, he was a golden boot winner in 2012. But what's the first game of, Stephen, when I say to you, Fernando Torres, what do you think of?
I think of Chelsea.
Do you?
Yeah, his first goal for Liverpool. I think I remember because we just watched it.
For Liverpool.
Yeah, he glided past Tal Ben-Haim.
Mm-hmm.
He was usually a stalwart at the back. He said, no.
Absolutely. Not
Israel's
today,
finest.
Sir.
Wallop. And that was the first of many goals that season. And from there, it was just onwards and upwards.
He was prolific. Statman, what do you think?
I think the thing that strikes me with Torres is the pace.
Yeah.
Frightening pace. I think he was one of the first players we got in the Premier League that was in that sort of generation that was super, super fast and caused defenders a lot of problems. I think one of the things that Torres would do, defenders would, their game would change when playing him, and they'd look a lot more nervy, they'd look a lot more worried, and there'd be frequent times where he'd force them into mistakes and then score goals, both at Chelsea and both at Liverpool. And I think that was one of his biggest attributes, you know, using that quick turn of pace to beat people in the dribble or just cause problems.
He was incredible, and he'd always occupy two defenders. We wouldn't always, but, you know, they'd be very wary of him, and he'd hold defenders back. They couldn't go too far forward because when he gets in behind, you know he's going to go past the keeper and score. He was ridiculous for a while.
In doing my research for this, I sat through a 1 hour and 50 minute Fernando Torres.
You don't get paid enough for
that. You're doing more work than me and Stephen.
Well, it's not even that. It's the fact that I think it's longer than the Gerrard documentary and the Maradona documentary.
I think we don't champion him as much as we could do because he wasn't English. In a sense of, you know, a lot of the good things in his career was Spain, you could potentially take as the biggest impact. But he's still a wonderful footballer. I think we can't get away from that he had impact at both international, European, and of course Premier League level.
Stephen, what I want to do in this episode is sort of maybe treat this as a little bit of therapy.
Absolutely.
So what's your feelings on Torres before we sort of get into it?
No, I was always a massive Gerrard fan. He was my favourite Liverpool player. Torres came in with his long, luscious locks, and I said, hello, senor. Or hola.
Or si, senor.
Yeah, yeah. And and then, you know, for 2.5 seasons, he was amazing. I'll go on record saying I supported Spain rather than England for a few tournaments.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like there's a dark turn coming in Stephen's voice. Will.
Well, you know, everyone each their own. One thing on Torres as well, when he was speaking about the exit from Liverpool,
yeah,
he was just saying it was mainly because of how much of a mess the club was.
That's yeah,
and that's fair.
Hicks and Gillette were the owners. Yanks. They weren't great at all, and I think Mascherano left, and that sort of led the way for if you want to succeed, you're probably going to have to leave Liverpool. Because he was right, to be fair. There was quite a few years of
just hard to see at the time, isn't it?
Yeah, they ran United close in 2009, and then after that, sort of fell away.
Well, we'll move things on. This is the part of the show where we get our quotes, our stats. But I actually wanted to start with an image, if you will. It's this image we've all seen.
Yep.
That'll be on your screen or mentally imprinted into your brain of Torres looking stacked.
Whacked.
Yeah. Now, players, when they retire from football, I feel like it can go one of two ways.
The Razor Ruddock way?
I was going to mention a name then. I was like, nope, really. Back in. But a friend of Alan Brazil.
Or the Fernando Torres way. Yeah. And he's been lifting.
Very much so. He's... You know what, I'd have him back at Liverpool now, centre-back.
Yeah?
Girthy arms.
Did he always have tattoos?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he was tattooed.
Not quite the sleeve that he's got now, though. That's frightening.
It says here, does he look like a lifeguard?
I don't think so. He looks more of a bodybuilder, a CrossFit athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of promotional material for...
Gymshark?
Yeah. Maybe Gymshark, yeah, good. Then if they want to sponsor the podcast, Dave,
yeah, call me.
Exactly, love your stuff. Stephen, you prepared a video. Well, you didn't prepare. Did you prepare that video?
I edited
for us?
It. Yeah.
But what was it that we watched?
It was Torres's greatest goals at Liverpool.
That wasn't the video you showed us.
Okay, well, I showed Dave something else. but yeah, it was his greatest goals at Liverpool, and there was a plethora of just gorgeous strikes.
Well, tell me, what was your favourite? Because you called it before and it was number one.
The one that always sticks in my mind is Blackburn at home, and he takes it on his chest away from goal and then fires it into the opposite corner. And I don't know who the goalkeeper would have been at that time for Blackburn. Maybe Friedel. It was
a classic chest and vol combination.
Yeah, gorgeous.
A little bit Van Basten-esque.
Yeah.
How it came across the keeper and it hit it so cleanly. But I think that was one of his best goals for Liverpool.
Yeah.
You know, you maybe think of some of the moves that he pulled in his career. That sort of like explosion of intensity and pace in the final third. You know, the one that popped up was that Vidic one, of course, where Vidic misjudged the flight of the ball. There was a little bit of a hoodoo that isn't a hoodoo, considering Liverpool at that point had a really good record against Manchester United, but it wasn't always Vidic and Torres. I'm trying to clean that up.
So are you trying to redo
the history because people have...
So what actually happened then?
Well, no, there was one moment where Vidic got a little bit of in the wrong position. What, apart from that, it's fine.
What happened when it was at Anfield and they won 2-0 and Vidic got sent off? Who was he?
I think he clattered someone else. I think
that was a second yellow as well.
Yeah.
Well, could you speak about Vidic there as well? And in the top 10, he was shouldering off Rio Ferdinand in his pomp as well.
He was a 6 foot plus. He was good in the air. Very quick. And it was rare for Liverpool to have one striker because they had Owen Fowler, and then we had Barros, who looked similar, but my God, he was not similar in terms of playing style.
He won a golden shoe at the Euros.
Yeah, 5 goals, 2004. Not expecting that.
Torres, for me, some of the earliest memories, always a great player signing on FIFA just because of that pace and finishing.
Yeah, him and Vieira, when you played as Spain, were just gorgeous, gorgeous players. 2008, the Euros, he scored the winner in the final.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking back through the years as well, there's been a lot of fantastic balls on display. Stephen, come on.
That was the video I made.
That was really weird, that ball video, Stephen.
But there was a horrible silver ball in the final. Absolutely disgusting.
For the silver goal?
No.
Was that even the rule then?
No, I don't think it was.
Golden goal?
It was just... But there was a lot of the Nike one with the rings around it. Do you know the one I mean? But
that, so sorry.
I think Stephen's video was a different type of ball.
No, come on, Dave. Get your mind out of the gutter. What was your favourite goal for him at Liverpool?
I think it's got to be the Blackburn goal was sensational. Yeah. I don't think you can look past that goal. Obviously, he scored a few really good goals, but that was the standout by a country mile.
I don't want to get too negative, but what the hell happened when he went to Chelsea, Dave?
I think it was an interesting one where he had such a peak at Liverpool. You understand why Chelsea were looking at him. The issue is Stephen sort of talked about previously. There was 2.5 years where he was dominant, and then hamstring injuries. And it's a big thing with a player that's so geared on pace. It's not a bad thing to say that most of his game was pace, but it really was. But you look around European football, Kaká, so dominant for so long. But then when his pace went for Real Madrid, he was half the player he was. I think Torres' game was so based on pace that it made him have to adjust, and it took him a bit too long probably to adjust to Chelsea, and they thought, look, we can just go and get another striker, as Roman Abramovich likes to do. You know, as soon as his toys don't work, he goes and gets another toy. But massive goal against Barcelona in the Champions League. So, was he worth the money to win them the Champions League, or contribute to that point? Maybe, but still, I don't think it was. I still think they could have potentially got someone else that was at their peak versus a player that's probably on the down. Liverpool got a great deal. I think that's the big thing we've got to look back in history. At the time, it would have hurt to lose such a talisman to a hero, but it kind of makes sense.
Well, it came off the back of, because in the very long documentary, it comes off the back of the 2010 World Cup campaign where he was actually injured and he shouldn't have been playing. And he says if he looked back in time, he probably wouldn't have gone.
But he got his winner's medal, and you can't really knock him for that.
Do you think we hold him in sort of different regard if we were Spanish and doing this podcast in Spain? I think the first memory when I think of Torres now is that miss against Chelsea. But in Spain, I mean, World Cup winner, European Championship winner.
CCC.
Yeah. See what you did? see what Dave did there?
I think the problem is for a lot of English fans, he played for Liverpool and Chelsea. They have a lot of, enemies, if you will. So there's a lot of fans who wanted him to do badly. Yeah. Was that with one of them?
Can't really comment on this issue, Stephen, but yeah, it was nice.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Well, it's a quiz, but this time it's a podcast.
Yes.
With me, Makita Oliver.
I was going to go with that at first, I really was.
I love a quiz.
I'm nervous.
Aww. How many edges does a 20p have?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm doing so badly.
We will quiz, we will chat, and then we will repeat. Forever. Just search Quiz Chat Repeat in your podcast app.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus, visit gamblingcare.ie.
Acast recommends podcasts we love.
If you are looking for a brand new true crime podcast, listen to The Making of a Detective, brought to you by The Irish Sun. The series is out right now and focuses on many of Ireland's most notorious cases and the man who once solved them. In episode 1, Pat Murray's story begins with the historic 2007 conviction of the murderer Joe O'Reilly.
Put his thumb up and he said, "See you, Pat," as if to say, "F you, you can't get me."
Follow along as we share the dramatic details of each case. Download The Making of a Detective.
Acast is home to the world's best podcasts, including the critically acclaimed West Cork and the one you're listening to right now.
Dave, you've actually got a quote, which isn't from you, thankfully.
No,
not to do anything with your punditry, just because you played for Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yeah, so the quote, "At Liverpool, I had almost everything but titles. I felt like a king, but the team was falling apart." A bit of an indictment there on Liverpool's current, Liverpool's position then. A stark contrast from now, where they look like a really well-run club.
It was a very different time. I mean, you just have to look at how they invested that money. It was one hit with Suarez And then Andy Carroll is, oh.
And it's 35 million for Andy Carroll as well. Yeah, it's 50 million for Torres. So you basically
invested pretty much all the money and a bit more on one complete home run, and then Andy Carroll.
Yeah, I think that's the crazy thing about that as well, isn't it? That Andy Carroll cost more than Luis Suarez.
Yeah, by quite some. But yeah, he's right. He was incredible for Liverpool. But it was that final half a season before he left in January. He wasn't the same player. Luckily, he always performed against Chelsea. So yeah, I think he was always in their mind. He's going to score.
Also, as well, a person that is in this podcast that we've spoken about, Steven Gerrard. We mentioned the relationship they had, but Steven Gerrard just speaks so highly of him and said it was his favourite partner to play with.
Yeah, Torres' movement was perfect, I think, for Gerrard's passing. We saw a goal against Newcastle where Gerrard feeds it through and Torres runs at the ball, then leaves it, goes around the keeper and scores. And he was... Yeah, the confidence he had with Gerrard was incredible.
I think he gave Gerrard more space as well. You're thinking, considering that people were afraid of his pace, they drop off the back line, which opens up that space for a number 10 like Gerrard to excel in. So I think that is potentially as well why he's saying, look, you know, not only does he make the runs in behind that Gerrard can look for, but it's the space that creates for him as well. So I think, you know, tactically it was perfect for Benitez as well. The shape that they played, how they liked to play on the counter-attack, the space that they would get. So, it was a good signing for Liverpool, and he was a good player. It was just the timing, I think, was wrong. You know, talk about it maybe 5-6 years later, maybe, you know, with a Jurgen Klopp would be an asset going forward.
Also, as well, a little refresh, when he went back to Atletico Madrid, he did have some success there, getting to a Champions League final, sort of, and seeing that when he left the club that was sort of a mid-table La Liga side to a Champions League final.
I think that was all in the Diego Simeone transition, wasn't it? It was good to have a captain back, because he captained the club in his first spell. Good to have another player back that is an Atletico player. And, it's that kind of transition and that cycle that Atletico did quite well with that transfer. Yeah, maybe, you know, didn't perform at the top level that he did at Liverpool, but the impact he had on maybe like a Koke or a Saul, we're probably now seeing that come through now, of those two players very dominant. It's kind of that old head help sometimes to bring you back. And obviously Simeone knows his strikers. I think that's one thing we've seen over the years.
Yeah, Atletico's strikers of the 21st century have been incredible. You've got Forlan, Aguero, Falcao.
I think Aguero was bought to replace Torres.
Yeah.
And I remember watching some like Transworld Sport that went over to like Independiente and looked at Aguero when he was like 16. I'm thinking, wow, this kid looks good. But obviously, we knew Torres from PES, from FIFA, of being this top talent. It was kind of interesting to see the next one coming along, thinking, wow, this guy's pretty decent.
We've got to break it down to, what was your most iconic Fernando Torres moment?
I'd go Euro 2008.
Yeah,
dependable,
scoring in a final of a major tournament,
little knee slide.
He was sort of iconic for an East line as well, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
And that was his downfall.
His arms out to the side, I think. It's either him or Usain Bolt that did that.
Well, Torres invented the dab, Stephen.
No, not that. It was
went dabbing back then, Dave.
Yeah. Don't know what he was doing.
What about yourself?
No, it's got to be the goal for Chelsea. That's just what a real moment.
Hoof.
Oh yeah, a hoof up the pitch. Torres with a great first touch. Rounds the keeper, goal time.
Well, and you get the most iconic piece of commentary with that as well, where Gary Neville spaffed his pants.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's anyway, get describing it, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody else finished. Oh, well.
So that's my moment. Champions League semi-final, Barcelona.
Love that. Right, you know what time it is, gents. It's time for those pesky bloody ratings. We don't sort of just focus on ability here. We want to, you know, have a sit down with them. So the first part of this is, would you like to go for a pint with them?
I think yours would be like a sort of a breakup drink.
Yeah, it's
you know,
tricky.
When you go and meet your ex-partner and you go in and you've got a bag of clothes.
No?
this is your stuff. This is my stuff. You know, you wish them good luck in the world and you go your separate ways, Stephen. I feel like it'd be like that last little chat. Look, thank you for everything, Fernando.
Yeah.
But enough is enough.
Are you all right?
I've been...
Look, this is counselling for me. Stephen had a bit of counselling before. It's now my turn.
I've been burnt before by him. Yep. You're right, Dave.
But do you feel, you know, you've refreshed yourself? You remember those Liverpool days? Has this been a bit of healing for you?
I just like Chelsea more than any other team, so no.
Okay. So would you like to go for a pint with him?
You can have a six for that.
A six? Okay, I think that's fair. Dave?
I think it'd be interesting to talk to him about Spain, about Liverpool, about Benitez,
yeah,
about the European Cup win. But I'd probably more like to, you know, find out what's he eating at the moment. How's he, you know, his gym routine, because he looks like he's on some seriously good
creatine
routine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, some good creatine. So I'd like to find out of his gym routine, but is that going to be over a pint? I think the judgment would be there if I'm having a pint and he's having a, you know, a blended
green juice.
Green juice, maybe. Yeah. So I give it about a four, maybe.
A four.
Yeah. And I also obviously feel for Stephen, as you know, one of those situations. Stephen doesn't want to really speak to him. Speak to him, like that friend vibe. When you know, it's too much relationships, I think, is the problem with Fernando. Yeah.
Okay, it's a four from you. I think I'm gonna go for a three. Now, that is because that documentary was definitely paid for by him as a PR exercise. Sort of rehabilitate
what? No,
his mind.
No way. You're selling that these 21st century footballers are paying people to make docs to promo them.
Let's move on to how would they do in your five-a-side team. Let's not go for Torres, let's go for prime Torres at Liverpool. How
prime Torres,
yeah,
number nine. Yep,
love that stat, man.
I would hate to play with Torres just because he's really really quick. And I'm really, really slow.
But so he'd
embarrass me. He'd absolutely, it doesn't matter. That little bit of space, 2-3 yards, he's gone. And you look like a right idiot. You're falling over.
He's on your team.
You're playing with him.
The same thing though. I'd empathise with the opposition who's going to be on their ass. Be terrible. Like, you basically finish that five-a-side at the pub. People are crying.
Are you rating out of 10, please?
A five.
A five.
Yeah, I think he's too quick. He's just that type of, he's too quick.
I'm going to go seven because I don't think the pace actually really factors into it when you think of the dimensions of the pitch, which you haven't established. But he's finishing at his pomp.
Yeah.
Was fantastic. So it's a seven from me. Legendary status. Now, here's a man that's won a World Cup, a European Championship, a Champions League, a Europa League. Come on. Let's not discount this guy.
There was a time when he was, the King of Liverpool.
Yep.
His armband proved he was a red. That song was incredible. Probably my favourite Liverpool song.
What does it go like? I actually don't know it.
His armour proved he was a red Torres. And everyone can say, Torres. Brought that from Sony Spain, he gets the ball and scores again. Fernando Torres, Liverpool's number nine. Eight.
Eight from Stephen. Over to you, Statman.
I think the trophies kind of hide the fact that his career could have been better. I'm going to go for a six as well. I think he had a very good career in terms of accolades and trophies. Could have been bigger, could have been better. Injuries unfortunately cost him.
I'm going to go for seven.
Nice.
On that. Right, talk amongst yourselves while I work this out. The ratings are in and Fernando Torres has a rating of
54.
Correct.
That's why they call me the stat man.
Not bad.
What do we make of that? Average.
Yeah.
It's above average because it's out of 90.
I feel Stephen's pain because a certain Carlos Tevez did a similar thing to me as a Manchester United fan. So I empathise with Stephen.
But, you know, he's made the list for this series, so I'm sure he'll be proud of himself.
Yeah,
probably make a bloody documentary out of it. Anyway, guys, we'll be off. This has been 21st Century. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Fernando Torres' episode is complete and we've got to chat about one of the finest strikers of the 21st century.
What about goalkeepers?
Thanks for putting me over there, Statman Dave and Stephen Trice, for joining us. If you'd like to listen to another podcast, please search the Football Book Club. A club, instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies, Stephen.
Still great literature.
Much like David Seaman's Safe Hands.
Read it.
Pardon? Have you?
Great book.
Well, don't spoil the episode because we're off and we'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Sports Social Podcast Network.